So she didn't deprive him of anything when she rendered the decision. The problem is the appeals board deprived
him. Your Honor, that could happen after a full traditional hearing. You could have a full traditional hearing where everyone comes together at one place, which is less thorough, because in that context, unlike the statement that Ms. Gordon relies on.
Less thorough. That means you disregard everything courts have ever said, including the United States Supreme Court, about cross-examination.
Your Honor, I urge you to look at this court's decision in Newsom and consider Cincinnati and Newsom together. Newsom is cited multiple times in Cincinnati. Newsom is cited by this court's decision in Cummins. Newsom holds cross-examination is not required.
In Cincinnati, you said when credibility is at issue, cross-examination is required. And if you look at the appeals decision, they reference credibility multiple times. And in fact, if I show you the two records, the investigative report where the sorority sister said, well, I wasn't sure if she was drinking, I wasn't sure about this, I wasn't sure how drunk she was. And then you look at the appeals board, they say, oh, two witnesses, and there's only four, two confirmed. And there's no evidence of that.
What's critical, the issue before the